And welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most relevant and exam-critical topics you'll face, ethical and environmental considerations in business. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and businesses like Patagonia, Fairtrade, and even McDonald's are fair game as named examples that will earn you marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain what ethical and environmental considerations actually mean, how they affect business decisions, and, crucially, how to write answers that examiners reward with top marks. Let's start with the basics. What do we actually mean by ethical considerations in business? Ethics is about doing what is morally right, not just what is legally required. A business might be acting within the law, but still behaving unethically. For example, paying workers the minimum wage is legal, but if those workers are in a developing country and the minimum wage there is barely enough to survive on, many people would argue that's unethical. Examiners expect you to understand four key areas where ethical considerations affect business decisions. First, the treatment of workers. Ethical businesses pay fair wages, provide safe working conditions, offer reasonable hours, and do not use child labor. The clothing industry is a classic exam example here. Fast fashion brands have faced huge criticism for using factories in Bangladesh and Cambodia where workers earn very low wages in unsafe conditions. An ethical business would pay a living wage, that is, enough to meet basic needs, and ensure factory conditions meet international safety standards. Remember, ethical treatment of workers can increase costs in the short term, but builds employee loyalty and reduces staff turnover, which saves money long term. Second, the treatment of suppliers. Ethical sourcing means choosing suppliers who also behave responsibly. The Fairtrade Foundation is the go-to example here. Fairtrade guarantees farmers in developing countries, particularly coffee and cocoa farmers, a minimum price for their goods, regardless of market fluctuations. This protects farmers from poverty. Businesses that use Fairtrade certified ingredients like Divine Chocolate or Cafe Direct can charge a premium price and attract ethically minded consumers. Examiners love it when you can name Fairtrade and explain the mechanism, the guaranteed minimum price, not just say it's fair. Third, the treatment of customers. Ethical marketing means being honest about what a product does, not using misleading claims, and ensuring products are safe. The Advertising Standards Authority, the ASA, regulates advertising in the UK and can ban adverts that are misleading. Businesses that missell products or use deceptive pricing risk reputational damage, legal action, and loss of customer trust. Think about how important trust is for a brand like John Lewis, whose never knowingly undersold promise was central to their identity. Fourth, sourcing of materials. Beyond just suppliers, businesses must consider where raw materials come from. Conflict minerals, like cobalt used in smartphone batteries, are often mined in dangerous conditions in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ethical businesses audit their supply chains to ensure materials are sourced responsibly. Apple and Samsung have both faced scrutiny over this and have published supply chain transparency reports in response. Now let's move on to environmental considerations. This is equally important and often tested alongside ethics. Environmental considerations are about how business activity affects the natural world. The key areas examiners want you to know are pollution, waste disposal, sustainability, and climate change. Pollution can be air pollution from factory emissions and vehicle fleets, or water pollution when chemicals or waste products enter rivers and oceans. Businesses that pollute can face heavy fines from the Environment Agency, negative press coverage, and consumer boycotts. BP's Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010 cost the company over $65 billion in cleanup costs, fines, and compensation. That's an extreme example, but it illustrates the financial and reputational consequences of environmental damage. Waste disposal is another key area. Businesses generate enormous amounts of waste. Packaging, food waste, electronic waste. Ethical and environmentally responsible businesses minimize waste through the three R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Supermarkets like Tesco and Waitrose have committed to reducing plastic packaging. Tesco pledged to make all its own brand packaging recyclable, reusable, or compostable by 2025. Sustainability means meeting the needs of today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. This is the Brundtland definition, worth knowing, Sustainable businesses use renewable energy sources like solar and wind power, source materials from sustainable forests, and design products to last longer. IKEA is a strong example. They have committed to using only renewable and recycled materials in all their products by 2030, and they already generate more renewable energy than they consume. Climate change is the big one. Businesses contribute to climate change through their carbon footprint, the total greenhouse gas emissions caused by their operations. Reducing a carbon footprint might involve switching to electric vehicles, using renewable energy, offsetting emissions by planting trees, or redesigning products to use less energy. The UK government's net zero target by 2050 means businesses face increasing regulatory pressure to reduce emissions. Here's the key. Tension examiners want you to explore. Ethical and environmental decisions often conflict with profit maximization. Installing solar panels costs money up front. Paying fair trade prices increases raw material costs. Using sustainable packaging is more expensive than plastic. So why do businesses do it? Because the long-term benefits, stronger brand reputation, customer loyalty, avoiding fines, attracting ethical investors, and future-proofing against tighter regulations can outweigh the short-term costs. Examiners reward candidates who can explain this trade-off clearly. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip one, always use named examples. Vague answers like, a business might use renewable energy will not get you into the higher mark bands. You need to say, IKEA has committed to using 100% renewable energy across all its operations, or fair trade guarantees coffee farmers a minimum price of around $1.80 per pound. Specific knowledge is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. Tip 2, understand command words. If the question says explain one way, you need a point and a developed explanation, not just a definition. If it says discuss or evaluate, you must present both sides of the argument and reach a judgment. For example, evaluate whether a business should adopt ethical practices. You need to argue for brand reputation, customer loyalty, long-term profitability, and against higher costs, reduced short-term profit, competitive disadvantage if rivals don't follow suit, and then make a clear, justified conclusion. Tip 3, the conflict question. A very common exam question asks you to explain how ethical or environmental decisions might conflict with other business objectives. The key objectives to link to are profit maximization, cost minimization, growth, and competitiveness. For example, using fair trade ingredients increases costs, which reduces profit margins. A business focused purely on profit maximization would not choose fair trade. However, if ethical sourcing attracts more customers and allows a premium price, it could actually increase revenue and profit in the long run. Tip 4, don't confuse ethical and legal. Something can be legal but unethical. Paying the national minimum wage is legal, but if workers cannot afford to live on it, many argue it's unethical. Examiners credit candidates who make this distinction. Common mistake 1, writing about ethics in general terms without linking to the business context. Always bring it back to how it affects the business, costs, revenue, reputation, or objectives. Common mistake 2, ignoring the environmental side. Many candidates focus heavily on ethics and forget to cover environmental considerations like carbon footprint, waste, and sustainability. Make sure you cover both. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what does fair trade guarantee to farmers? Answer, a guaranteed minimum price for their goods, protecting them from market price fluctuations. Question 2, name one way a business can reduce its carbon footprint. Answer, switch to renewable energy, use electric vehicles, reduce packaging, or offset emissions by planting trees. Question 3, what is the Brundtland definition of sustainability? Answer, meeting the needs of today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Question 4, give one reason why ethical practices might conflict with profit maximization. Answer, ethical practices such as paying fair wages or using sustainable materials increase costs, which reduces profit margins in the short term. Question 5. Name a real business example of ethical sourcing. Answer. Fair trade certified businesses such as Divine Chocolate or Cafe Direct or companies that publish supply chain transparency reports like Apple. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the four key areas of ethical consideration: workers, suppliers, customers, and materials, and the four key environmental areas: pollution, waste, sustainability, and climate change. We've looked at real business examples, including Fairtrade, IKEA, Tesco, and BP. We've explored the crucial tension between ethical and environmental responsibility and profit maximization. And we've gone through the exam techniques that will get you into the top mark bands. My top three takeaways: 1, always use named examples with specific detail. 2, explain the trade-off between ethics and profit. Examiners love this. 3, cover both ethical and environmental considerations. Don't neglect one at the expense of the other. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.